You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Up in the sky.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And is hosted by Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. And for today's show, the topic is An Opulent Night of Indulgence, 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square. So that's the title for today's show. We're talking about New York City, and we're talking about New Year's Eve. The ball drop for 2022. Beware, the world is watching on New Year's Eve and revel in all the luxury that only New York City can offer. You and your guests will be at the phenomenon 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala, creating a once-in-a-lifetime memory in the heart of Times Square. So, this show is going to be about New Year's Eve in Times Square, what it's like. But it's also going to talk about three other events that goes on, that we have that goes on in New York in 2022. And that's 4th of July, Thanksgiving Day Parade, Christmas tree lighting, and the New Year's Eve ball drop. So we're going to get started with letting you know that it's your time to travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And I'm your host, Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. So did you know New York City New Year's Eve travel tip? Have you ever wondered how early people come to Times Square for New Year's Eve? The fact is that many people stand in line in the freezing cold since early morning. And once you're there and fenced in by the event organizer, you cannot leave. Not even for a bathroom trip or to get food. Or you'll lose your spot. The 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square provides you and your loved ones with a warm and safe space for opulent food and drinks. You will be away from the crowd and the cold while enjoying the stunning views of Times Square and the New Year's Eve spectacle. You see all the people standing out there for the ball drop on New Year's Eve. They get there in the wee hours of the morning. They stand in line in the freezing cold. So with this New Year's Eve gala that we have going on in New York City, we provide you and your loved ones with a warm and safe space with opulent food and drinks, and you'll be away from the crowds and the cold weather. So, some updates on New York City. Broadway will drop its vaccine mandate after April 30th. Broadway mask mandate will be extended to May 31st. Despite dropping the mask mandate on public transportation, masks are still required at New York City airports. So what's hot in New York City this spring? We have three events going on, in New York that's really, really hot this year. The first one is called The Edge. It's a city climb. Get ready to climb out of your comfort zone. City Climb is the highest open-air building ascent in the world. Climbers scale the outside of a skyscraper more than 1,200 feet above ground. And then when they get to the top, they lean out and look down from the highest outdoor platform in New York City. It's an adventure unlike any other in the world, and an achievement that you will remember for the rest of your life. This event runs about $185. And for $38, people can meet you at the top of this skyscraper. Your friends and family can cheer you on from the edge as you summit City Climb. Meet up after your climb for a victory lap at Edge and toast champagne in the sky. And for spectators, the price is $38. And just to let you know, on Thursdays, they have a live DJ at this event. So, The Edge, City Climb, if you go to my Facebook page, the Facebook page is Macy's Thanksgiving Travel Tips. There's a video of it on that particular Facebook page of what the climb is about and the fact that you're climbing this skyscraper at a 45-degree angle. So if you go to my Facebook page, Macy's Thanksgiving Travel Tips, there's a picture of the climb on that Facebook page. So the other event that's going on in New York for the spring is Summit One Vanderbilt. And this is a 93-floor skyscraper observation deck at 42nd and Vanderbilt, which offers a stunning view of Manhattan with its floor-to-ceiling windows. And it also offers a multi-level and multi-room art exhibit. It's being described as the world's most immersive observatory experience. The ascent to the top features all glass enclosed elevators, which travels the outside of the skyscraper to unveil breathtaking views at 1,210 feet above New York City. Also, the elevators have a glass bottom. It's fully transparent glass skyboxes suspends guests in midair above Madison Avenue. So the second hot item that's going on in New York is the Summit One Vanderbilt. It's a 93-floor skyscraper observation deck at 42nd and Vanderbilt, which offers a stunning view of Manhattan with its floor-to-ceiling windows. It is 1,210 feet above New York City, and the elevators travel outside the building. And the elevators the elevators are all glass, and the bottom of the elevator is also glass. And it suspends you in midair above Madison Avenue. And from everything I read, this Summit One Vanderbilt is always crowded, always crowded. And the last item that's hot in New York is called the Dream Wheel. The Dream Wheel is a New Jersey's American Dream Mega Mall Complex, which is home to the highest observation wheel on the East Coast. Features over-the-top attractions like a water park, A-plus shopping, and an ice skating rink. It recently launched a 300-foot observation wheel that shows off the best of New York City skyline. This dream wheel is much like the wheel that's in Las Vegas. It's enclosed. It moves extremely slow. And you can get a good look at the New York City skyline. So those are the three hottest things going on in New York City right now. The Edge, which is called the City Climb. The Summit One Vanderbilt, which is at 42nd and Vanderbilt, which offers a sunny view of Manhattan with its floor-to-ceiling windows. And the Dreamwheel in New Jersey, which is the highest observation wheel on the East Coast. It features over-the-top transactions like a water park, A-plus shopping, ice skating rink, and it recently launched a 300-foot observation wheel that shows off the best of the New York City skyline. So those are all the things going on in New York City and Gotham City. So just to let you know that we have four events in New York City this year. The first one is the 4th of July fireworks. The second one is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The third one is the lighting of the Christmas tree, which is a big event. And the mega one this year is the New Year's Eve ball drop. So those are the events we have going on. And you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for an opulent night of indulgence in New York City. So in our section, Travel with an Expert, we have 8 TSA rules you should know. Everyone hates going through airport security and no one likes being held up because someone forgot to take off their shoes. Help make this process go faster by knowing the rules and regulations before you go. Chances are you already know basic TSA rules. So you already know TSA regulations, basic TSA regulations. So we're going to focus on some lesser known rules for air travel. So the first rule is undeveloped film must be inspected. Traditional film cameras have made a huge comeback, and the perfect time to use one is while traveling. Unfortunately, many travelers had complained about their undeveloped film being ruined during the TSA screening process because officers either open it or put it through the X-ray machine. To avoid ruining your camera film and losing precious shots, request a physical inspection of the film at the beginning of the screening process. Notify a nearby officer at the security checkpoint before your bags go through the belt, and they can assist you. So the first rule is undeveloped film must be inspected. So they're suggesting that you request a physical inspection of the film at the beginning of the screening process, and you need to notify an officer at the security checkpoint before your bags go through the belt so that they can assist you. So the second one under the 8 TSA rules you should know is solid foods are permitted in carry-ons. Hitting home from vacation with your favorite cookies or a special snack, no problem. The TSA permits solid food in carry-on bags. The administration does state that any non-solid food must be put in a sealed container and then into a quart-sized bag to follow the liquid requirements. The rules for food and carry-ons have relaxed over the years, and now you can bring almost any type of non-perishable food with you. For details on amounts and restrictions, visit the food section on the TSA website. So, under the 8 TSA rules you should know, number 2 is solid foods are permitted in carry-ons. So all they suggest is the TSA permits solid food in carry-ons. Administration does state that any solid foods must be put in a sealed container and then into a quart-sized bag to follow the liquid requirements. The rules for food in carry-ons have relaxed over the years, and now you can almost bring any type of non-perishable food with you. For details on amounts and restrictions, visit the food section on the TSA website. So that's number two of the 8 TSA rules you should know. Number three, eating utensils are permitted in carry-ons. Thanks to the Go Green movement, many people are opting for reusable eating utensils rather than plastic forks, knives, and spoons. Don't worry about taking your travel-friendly utensils with you in your carry-on for hassle-free dining. The TSA permits round-bladed butter knives and forks on the plane. Staying eco-friendly during your flight has never been easier. So this is the third rule. This is the third rule for the 8 rules, the 8 TSA rules you should know. And the third one is eating utensils are permitted in carry-ons. TSA permits round-bladed butter knives and forks on the plane. So as long as it's a round-bladed butter knife and forks, you're allowed to take utensils, or you're allowed to have utensils in your carry-on. Medications and prescriptions are allowed. This is number 4 of the 8 TSA rules you should know. Have you ever packed your medication and wonder if you needed to pack it in the original bottle? The TSA makes bringing medications aboard easy. You can pack as much as you need in your check or carry-on luggage as long as it goes through proper screening, and for a liquid medication, separate it into a bottle of 3.4 ounces and notify an officer at the checkpoint of your liquid prescription. It's important to note that some states have laws requiring prescription labels on medication, so make sure to check before traveling. So maybe it's best that you take your prescription bottle with the prescription label on there. So this is rule number 4 on 8 TSA rules you should know, is medication and prescriptions are allowed. You can pack as much as you need in your checked or carry-on luggage as long as it goes through proper screening. And for a liquid medication, separate into a bottle of 3.4 ounces and notify an officer at the checkpoint of your liquid prescription. It's important to know that some states have laws requiring prescription labels on medication, so make sure to check before you travel. Creams, this is number 5. Creams and lotions are considered liquids. This is number 5 of the 8 TSA rules you should know. Creams and lotions are considered liquids. According to the TSA, anything you can pour, pump, spread, squeeze, smear, spray, or spill is considered to be a liquid and must follow the 3.4 ounces or less rule. Remembering this when purchasing souvenirs to take in your carry-on bag. This means that popular items like nut butter, sunscreen, face creams, and perfumes must be under 3.4 ounces, even if they are factory sealed and unopened. If you must travel with such items, place it in a sealed bag in your checked luggage instead. So this is rule number 5 of the 8 TSA rules you should know. Creams and lotions are considered liquids. And TSA is saying anything that you can pour, pump, spread, squeeze, smear, spray, or spill is considered to be a liquid and must follow the 3.4 ounces or less rules. So number six of the 8 TSA rules you should know. Number six is expensive jewelry must stay on. For travelers who like to dress up, we have good news. The TSA actually prefers you leave your diamonds and other expensive jewelry on at the security checkpoint. This prevents costly items from being stolen from the bin or lost during the process. Doing this will save TSA some time and keep your valuables safe. If your jewelry item is extremely large or contains a lot of metal, you might be asked to take it off, but in most instances, you'll be fine to wear it through the checkpoint. So, rule number six of the 8 TSA rules you should follow. Expensive jewelry must stay on. The TSA actually prefers you leave your diamonds and other expensive jewelry on at the security checkpoint. This prevents costly items from being stolen from the bin or lost during the screening process. So that is number six of the 8 TSA rules you should follow. Expensive jewelry should stay on. Number seven, you can bring plants on the plane. If you're a plant enthusiast or traveling with one as a gift, there's no need to mail it or pay for shipping. The TSA permits plants on planes as long as your plant fits neatly into the overhead bin or underneath your seat. You can fly with it. So yes, you can buy that adorable cactus at the airport gift shop in Arizona. However, before you fly, check your state regulations to make sure you aren't bringing a prohibited plant across state borders. There can occasionally be restrictions due to specific insects or plant diseases. So number seven of the 8 TSA rules you should know is that you can bring plants on the plane. As long as your plant fits neatly into the overhead bin and underneath your seat, you can fly with it. That's the number seventh rule. You can bring plants on the plane. Now, this last one surprised me. Number eight. Really, really surprised me because there's cruise ships that don't allow these to be on their cruise ships. But number eight is drones are permitted. Drones are popular for frequent travelers who want aerial pictures and videos of their latest adventure. The good news is that the TSA does allow drones to pass through security screening. However, it's essential to check with your airline before you bring your drone on board. Some airlines do not allow drones on their plane, even though TSA allows them through the security. Visit drone enthusiasts for detailed explanations of major airline drone policies. So number eight of the 8 TSA rules you should know is drones are permitted. The good news is that TSA does allow drones to pass through security screening. But the bad news is you need to check with your airlines before bringing your drone on board. Some airlines do not allow drones on their planes, even though the TSA allows them through the security. I know most cruise lines do not allow you to bring drones on board. So, it's your time to travel. Today's topic is an opulent night of indulgence. It's a 2022 VIP New Year's Eve gala in Times Square. And if you want to be where the world is watching on New Year's Eve and revel in all the luxury that only New York City can offer, you and your guests can be part of the 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala, creating a once-in-a-lifetime memory in the heart of Times Square. So to get more information on that, you can go to my website, www.tiredstores.com. And at the end of that, put in the 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala. And there's all types of information on that, pricing on that. That's something that we're offering this year. We haven't offered it in a couple of years since the pandemic. But it's back. It is back, and we're offering it this year. So in New York, we're also offering four events this year: the 4th of July fireworks, the Thanksgiving Day parade, and the Christmas tree lighting. And the big event this year is going to be the New Year's Eve ball drop. And this building that they have it in only holds about 150 people. So that's one of the events we have going on this year, is the New York City New Year's Eve gala in Times Square. And earlier we talked about, for those people who stand outside on New Year's Eve, how they stand there for hours. If you ever wonder how early people come to Times Square for New Year's Eve, the fact is that many people stand in line in the freezing cold since early morning. And once they're there, they're fenced in, and they cannot leave. And if they leave for a bathroom trip or to get food, they lose their spot. The 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square provides you and your loved ones with a warm and safe space with opulent food and drinks, and you'll be away from the crowd in the cold weather while enjoying the stunning views of Times Square and the New York City ball drop. So that's the event that we have going on this year in New York City. We're also looking to do a tour of New York City in late September. And if you want more information on any of these items, you can certainly give us a call at 866-547-5362. And the name of the company is Tire Stores and Travel. We are A-plus rated by the Business Better Bureau. So certainly give us a call if you want to experience the 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square. Guests will enjoy spectacular views of Times Square at night and the Times Square One building, on top of which the iconic ball drop would happen. From everything I read and see, the building that they're having this viewing party in is on the third floor above the crowd, and it has three sides, and all sides are a viewing of the ball drop. They have a main room, they have a library. And in the library would be cocktail seating area, open bar, hot and food stations. And the main room features large windows on three sides, VIP and very VIP tables, and a dance floor. The event starts about 8 o'clock, ends about 1, and it places you up three stories above the crowd on New Year's Eve. So we'll get into more of that in the second half of the show. But the hot items in New York City this spring is something called the Edge. It's the city climb. Get ready to climb out of your comfort zone. City Climb is the highest open-air building ascent in the world. Climbers scale the outside of a skyscraper more than 1,200 feet above the ground. And then when they get to the top, they can lean out and look down from the highest outdoor platform in New York City. It's an adventure unlike any other in the world, and an achievement that you will remember for the rest of your life. On the climb, they put you in a special suit, they put harnesses on you, they strap you down, and you climb these stairs at a 45-degree angle. If you go to my Facebook page, Macy's Thanksgiving Travel Tips, there's a video of what the climb is actually like. And on this video, they show people, once they get to the top, they lean back over the edge because, of course, they have the harness, they have a special suit on, they have all these buckles that are clamped to a harness, and they lean out and look over the building they just climbed up. And your friends and family can cheer you on from the edge as you summit City Climb. They can meet you after your climb for a victory lap at the edge and toast champagne in the sky. So the event, the Edge City Climb event, costs $185. The tickets to it only cost $35. Look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And stay tuned for the second half of the show when we get more into the 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square.
I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our dream for a life that's healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart, then a pump to knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look up in the sky is the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And the topic for today's show is an opulent night of indulgence, the 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square. Beware, the world is watching on New Year's Eve and revel in luxury that only New York City can offer. You and your guests will be part of a major event, and it's the 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala, and it's creating once-in-a-lifetime memories in the heart of Times Square. So guests will enjoy spectacular views of Times Square at night and views of the Times Square One building, on top of which the iconic ball drops. The refreshing and stylish venue of the gala boasts the best large scenic windows in Times Square on three sides of the main room, providing an unobstructed view of the annual New Year's Eve party and the only available frontal view of the ball drop in the Times Square area. This building that they're having it at is probably several blocks from where the ball drops, but the building itself has floor-to-ceiling windows, and the three sets of windows has clear viewing of the ball drop. The main room features large windows on three sides. There's a VIP and a very VIP section, tables, and a dance floor. The library, which is connected to the main room, is where there's cocktail seating, there's an open bar, and there'll be hot and cold food there. The event starts at 8 p.m. and ends about 1 o'clock. The food station is open from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The food and drinks and all that is included in the price. The gala offers, like I said, it has food stations from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. It has desserts, a premium open bar, spectacular cocktails, champagne toasts, and live entertainment. They're saying that they don't know who the entertainment is right now, but it could be some people from Broadway, from one of the Broadway shows. But it'd be private entertainment going on. The best part is guests at the three front rows of the private tables in the main room have a glorious direct view of the ball drop. This level of class and culture is appreciated by a relative few, and you'll be in the company of like-minded people by reserving your spot today. And of course, the attire is after 5. So some of the inclusions are a once-in-a-lifetime memory at a luxurious venue. It's three floors from the street level at the center on Times Square, featuring the main room with large windows. When I say large windows, these windows are floor to ceiling. and you'll have a panoramic indoor view of One Times Square. So earlier in the show, we talked about how people that stand outside have to stand outside for hours from the early morning. And if you leave to go to the bathroom or get something to eat, then you lose your spot. And the one thing that's always unpredictable about New York is their weather. With this event, you'll be in a climate-controlled environment. You'll be three stories above the crowd, and normally the crowd is about 24 million people. I'm sorry, the crowd is about a million people, so you'll be above the crowd. The 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square is a sleek, sophisticated way to usher in the new year. This is a luxurious, private, climate-controlled environment. Ultimately, you will be avoiding the crowd and New York City's unpredictable weather. So there's a pre-sale offer that ends May 15th. The general admission tickets at the gala are going fast. You can get them now on sale at early bird price until May 15th. Take advantage of this offer and book your unforgettable and incomparable New Year's Eve experience. Wow. So if you want to be aware the world is watching on New Year's Eve, the 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala in New York is what's going on. And also in New York, we have three other events going on in New York City. The 4th of July fireworks is the first one. Of course, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be back this year. The lighting of the Christmas tree. And the fourth one is the New Year's Eve ball drop. We have all these events going on. And then in late September, we're going to do a trip to New York. It'll probably be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday trip. So that way you get a chance to see inside the Apollo. You can go to Harlem. There's a lot of places that you could see during the week that if we went on a weekend, you wouldn't be able to see. So we're in the process of putting that together. But early in the show, we also talked about some of the amazing events that's going on in New York, new things to do in New York City. We talked about the update on New York City. Broadway has dropped its vaccine mandate, but their mask mandate continues until May 31st. And also, despite public transportation in New York not needing a mask, New York City airports are still requesting that you wear a mask. So what's hot in New York City this spring? There's a something called the Edge, and it's a city climb. And they say get ready to climb out of your comfort zone. So this is something new to do in New York. And what it is that you climb a skyscraper. And you climb the skyscraper at a 45 degree angle. And they have a harness and a special suit you put on and all these buckles to buckle you down, and you climb the skyscraper. Climbers scale the outside of a skyscraper more than 1,200 feet above the ground, and when they get to the top, they can lean out and look down from the highest outdoor platform in New York City. It's a venture unlike any other in the world, an achievement that you will remember the rest of your life. If you want to view a video of this, You can go to my Facebook page, Macy's Thanksgiving Travel Tips, and there's a picture of the climb on that Facebook page and what it's like, and the angle that you climb these steps up. And just so you know, that your friends and family can cheer you on from Edge as you summit City Climb. They can meet you after your climb for a victory lap at Edge and toast champagne in the sky. So this is something your friends and family who may not want to climb the skyscraper, but they can celebrate it with you. The second event going on in New York is called Summit One Vanderbilt. This is a 93-floor skyscraper observation deck. It's on 42nd and Vanderbilt, and it offers a stunning view of Manhattan with its floor-to-ceiling windows. And they also have a multi-level, multi-room of art exhibits. And it's being described as the world's most immersive observatory experience. The accent to the top of the observatory features all glass enclosed elevators. So the elevators travel outside the building. They're all glass enclosed and has a glass bottom. And it travels up the outside of the skyscraper to unveil breathtaking views at 1,210 feet above New York City. It's fully transparent glass skyboxes suspends guests in midair above Madison Avenue. So the summit is another great new event that's going on in New York, and it's called Summit One Vanderbilt. Again, when we go to New York in September, these are all the events we will try and experience and see what it's like. So the last event, or the last new thing going on in the New York City area, is called the Dream Wheel. And the Dream Wheel is actually in New Jersey. It's part of a mega mall complex, which is home to the highest observation wheel on the East Coast. It features over-the-top attractions like a water park, A-plus shopping, and an ice skating rink. It recently launched a 300-foot observation wheel that shows off the best of New York City's skyline. And if you've ever seen an observation wheel in Las Vegas, this is the same. So you have you're totally enclosed. That the observation wheel moves extremely slow, and it gives you fantastic views of the New York City skyline. So again, we're talking about the 2022 New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square, and how this is available for a limited time. We have a pre-sale offer going on with that. General admission tickets at the gala are going fast, and you can get them on pre-sale at the early bird price until May 15th. After May 15th, prices change. So beware, the world is watching on New Year's Eve. And enjoy the ball drop for a 2022 VIP New Year's Eve gala. And with this gala, you'll be able to create once-in-a-lifetime memories in the heart of Times Square. You would be in a climate-controlled area. You'd be three stories above the people outside. You'll be in a climate-controlled area. You have premium drinks. You'll have food, desserts. There's a dance floor, there'll be entertainment, and this event starts on New Year's Eve at 8 p.m. and runs to 1 p.m. The food stations are available from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So this is an amazing event. The main room has large windows on three sides from floor to ceiling. And you'll be able to see the ball drop as it descends on New Year's Eve. The library, which is attached to the main room, is where there'll be cocktail seating. That's where the food and the bar and the drinks are. And again, you can view all this on my website if you go to www.tyustours.com and click on 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square, and it shows you the layout of the floor and the rooms. What I wasn't able to do was to put a picture on there of that what the actual room looks like. But all the information that you need will be there. Again, it's a once-in-a-lifetime memory. This is a luxurious vineyard. It's three floors from the street level, and it's at the center on Times Square. So, again, in New York City, we have four events going on this year. We have the 4th of July fireworks going on. That'll be the first one. The second one will be the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And the third one is the Christmas tree lighting. And the last one is the New Year's Eve ball drop. And the New Year's Eve ball drop is it's a VIP event. It's a private event. It's very, very VIP. You'll be three floors above the crowd. You will be out of the cold. You'll have food, premium drinks, cocktails, entertainment. They say that there might be somebody from Broadway there as part of your entertainment. So that's what's going on for 2022. It's the VIP New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square. And just so you know, if you decide to go to New York City for New Year's Eve, have you ever wondered how early people come to Times Square for New Year's Eve? The fact is that many people stand in line in the freezing cold since early morning. And once you are there and fenced in by the event organizer, you cannot leave, not even for a bathroom trip or to get food, or you'll lose your spot. The 2022 VIP New Year's Eve Gala in Times Square provides you and your loved ones with a warm and safe place for opulent food and drinks and entertainment. And you will be away from the crowd and away from the cold weather while enjoying the sunny views of Times Square and this New York City major events. So beware, everybody will be watching on New Year's Eve, and be part of this spectacular event. So the other thing that we talked about in the first half of the show that I have time to talk about now is 8 TSA rules you should know about. Everyone hates going through airport security, and no one likes being held up because someone forgot to take off their shoes. Help make this process go faster by knowing the rules and regulations before you go. Chances are you already know basic TSA guidelines, so we're going to focus on some lesser-known rules for air travel. So, first thing to talk about is underdeveloped film must be inspected. So the suggestion here is that you let them know ahead of time that you have film that needs to be inspected before it gets to the checkpoint to go through the scanner. If you let them know ahead of time that they will inspect it and take a look at it, so it doesn't go through the scanner and damage the film. Number two, did you know solid food is permitted in your carry-on? I'll repeat that. Solid food is permitted in your carry-on. So the TSA permits solid food in carry-ons. The administration does state that any non-solid foods must be in a sealed container and then into a quart-sized bag to follow the liquid requirements. The rules for food in carry-ons have relaxed over the years, and now you can bring almost any type of non-perishable food with you. For details on the amount and restrictions, visit the food section on the TSA website. Eating utensils are permitted on carry-ons. So eating utensils are permitted as long as they are butter knives and forks on the plane. So eating utensils are available to put in your carry-on. Medications and prescriptions are allowed. Tyson Travel suggests that the medication be in a bottle with the prescription label on it. And if you have any liquid prescription, you need to let the officer know before you get to the checkpoint that you have liquid prescriptions. Cream and lotions are considered liquids. So basically they say, according to TSA, anything you can pour, pump, spread, squeeze, smear, spray, or spill is considered to be a liquid and must be in bottles of 3.4 ounces. So creams and lotions are considered liquids and they should be in 3.4 ounces. Here's one, expensive jewelry. They suggest expensive jewelry stays on you and does not come off. This eliminates jewelry being lost in the bins or somebody taking jewelry out of the bins. They suggest that jewelry stay on you versus instead of coming off. I know the last time I traveled, I asked if they wanted me to take my watch off, and they said no. And they also say that plants can be taken on the plane. And you can take them on a plane as long as the plants fit neatly into the overhead bin or underneath your seat. So you can take plants on a plane. Drones. TSA says that drones can go through checkpoint security. My suggestion to you is to check with the airlines to make sure that they allow drones on their plane. I know cruise ships do not allow drones on the plane. So check with security to make sure that drones, check with airlines and make sure that they allow drones on the plane. But as far as TSA is concerned, you can't bring a drone on the plane. So with the few minutes I have left, I want to go back and talk about the four events we have going on in New York City. The first one is the 4th of July fireworks. The second one is Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The Christmas tree lighting is a big to-do in New York. And the fourth one is a New York City ball drop. Look, up in the sky, it's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, and sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on talktainmentradio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.